Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Demai, Perik Vav, Mishnah Yud Beis. Ama Oretz she'oma lechaver. We have an Ama Oretz who says to a chaver. The Ama Oretz says to a person who is careful with maestros. Now this chaver was on the way to buy vegetables. So the Ama Oretz said to him, Ah, Reb Chaver, please, kach li agudas yarak. Of course, his name isn't chaver, we're just using it as an expression. But he says to him, kach li agudas yarak. Buy for me a bundle of vegetables. Kachli gluskan echad. Buy for me a geschmack, a loaf of bread. Here's the money. So now the chaver is going to buy a bundle of vegetables or a loaf of bread for himself. And he got the job to buy one for the Amaretz as well. Sakta Mishnah lekech stam. The chaver can buy two bundles or two loaves. Both are d'mai. Upater. He's potter from taking off maisris from the bundle of vegetables or from the loaf that he gives to the Amoritz. Well, why would I think that he should have to take off maisris from the loaf of bread or the vegetables that he's giving to the Amoritz? And the answer is, remember what we said? You can't sell or give demai to an Amoritz without first taking off maisris. But in this case, we're saying it's not like it was his and now he's giving it to the Amoritz. He bought it for the Amoritz. And it was the Amoritz's to start with. He just physically carried it home for him, purchased it. Now, had he said to start with, this is mine, and this is the Amoritz's, that would have been even more pashut. He lechatchila bought that loaf or that bundle of vegetables for the Amoritz. He marked it to start with. There's nothing to do with me. I'm not selling it to him. It was never mine. Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though he bought two loaves of bread, and he did not designate, this is mine and this is the Amoritz's, or two loaves of vegetables, he didn't say, this is mine, this is his. We still say, it's fine, take one, give it to the Amoritz. It's as if the Amoritz had it to start with. It's not like you're giving it to him. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. V'im Amar, suppose he said, when he's buying the two bundles of vegetables, one for himself, one for the Amoritz, so he's buying the two loaves of bread. Suppose he says, Shali zeh v'zeh shel chaver. This bundle of loaf, that's for me, and this one is for my friend. What happened afterwards is when they got mixed up. He comes home, he's about to take it off the wagon, he goes, which was which? Uh-oh. He doesn't remember. Here, Chayiv La'aser. Here, the Chavar is going to be Mechuyiv to take off Maisris. Not only from the bundle or from the loaf that he bought for himself, but also from the one that he's going to give to the Amoretz. So this favor is going to cost him. Being that now it's possible that what I'm giving the Amoritz was actually mine, the one that I said clearly this is mine, I can't give it to him unless I first take off maestros. Sakta Mishnah, Nishkefelach. He only bought one extra bundle. But this is true of Afilu Heimeya. Suppose the Amoritz sees the Chavar is traveling to the marketplace and he says, where are you going? I'm going to get a bundle of vegetables. You know what? Do me a favor. Can you get another 100 for me? Huh? Yeah, you have place for 101 bundles or 101 loaves on your wagon. And he does it for him. And now, he said, this one is for me, these 100 are for the Amoritz, and his one got mixed up. He doesn't know which one it is. We're going to say, Reb Chaver, in addition to taking off maestros from yours, you're going to have to take off maestros from all the other 100. Because it could be the one that's really yours. As a matter of fact, by all probabilities, the one that's really yours is going to the Amoretz. Here you can't say, Brera, well, it turns out later that the one I have is the one I meant. No, you specifically said which one is yours. We can't take a chance that you're giving yours to an Amoretz without first taking off maestros, because that's the halacha. You can't give mai to an Amoritz without first taking off maestros, once it was in your possession. Wait a second, why don't I say that his bundle becomes a bottle? So for various reasons that are discussed here in the Shoinim, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. We don't say we go basaroiv over here. We say, I can't take a chance. You can't give an Amoritz something which was yours, and you didn't take off maestros. So once again, we have a chaver on his way to the market. The Amoritz says, do me a favor. You're going to buy vegetables? Buy one for me too. You're buying like a schmack, a piece of bread. a gluskan, batnura taicha's kicker lechem yafa, buy one for me too. He buys two, even though he doesn't specify which is which. We still say, no, we're going to assume, it works through Breira, that whichever one he gives to the Amaretz, that was meant from the Amaretz to start with, and therefore it never belonged to the Chavra. We don't say you have to take off Maises before you give it. If he says, this is mine, this is the one that belongs to the Amaretz, and then it gets mixed up, and now you got a problem. Now you have to take off Maises from both. Even if you bought 100 for the Amaretz and you bought one for yourself, if the one you bought for yourself and you said, this is for myself, got mixed up with the other 100, you're going to have to take off maestros from all 100. Of course, from all 101. Meaning to say, you have to take off maestros from the 100 you give to him plus the one you're keeping for yourself.